Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
As temperatures continue to drop across the state, many Alaskans are firing up their stoves, space heaters, and heat lamps. Whether in the house, a barn, shed, or chicken coop, these heating sources have the potential to cause a fire. The Department of Public Safety and the Division of Fire and Life Safety would like to remind residents there are things they can do to help prevent fires. Remember to keep flammable materials such as blankets, Christmas trees, firewood, flammable liquids, straw, hay, and feed away from heat sources. The Alaska State Fire Marshal's Office would like to encourage Alaskans to take steps to lower the risk of fire at their home and other buildings on their property during the winter season. Make sure to check all the electrical equipment is free from damage and properly used, said Acting State Fire Marshal Lloyd Nakano. Check to ensure that all smoke alarms are working and that you have a charged fire extinguisher easily accessible. Take simple steps can help you, your family, and your animals safe from fire. If you have children in the home, ensure that matches and lighters are kept safely out of reach. For residents who raise animals, residential smoke alarms and commercial smoke detectors do not work as well in barns or areas with high levels of dust because the dust clogs the mechanism, rendering it inoperable unless it's cleaned frequently. For more information regarding detection and alerting devices, you can visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. You'll also find helpful tips about keeping your home and your farm safe this winter season. Cutting a Christmas tree in early December is a tradition for many Alaskans who enjoy getting out in the woods and harvesting their own tree. For many, the tree can be a focal point of holiday decorations. Several retailers sell Christmas trees. However, there's some folks who prefer to venture out to select and cut their own tree. If you're one of those people, the Alaska Division of Forestry provides for this holiday tradition. Cutting Christmas trees on unrestricted state lands of the Kenai Peninsula is allowed with some stipulations. No permit or fees required to cut a tree. Trees must be no more than 15 feet tall and only one tree per household is allowed. Trees should be cut as low to the ground as possible. Christmas trees cut on state land are for personal use only and may not be sold. Please do not litter and be courteous to other tree cutters and or to residents who live in the area. Cutting of trees is prohibited in state parks and Department of Transportation right-of-ways. It is also prohibited on Alaska Native lands and other private property. It is important to properly identify land ownership where you intend to cut your tree. We have maps available for the Kenai Peninsula on the story at radiokenai.com, or you can contact the Division of Forestry office in Soldotna at 907-260-4200. You'll find guidelines for safe and legal cutting and all the information about finding the trees across the Kenai. Just go to our website at radiokenai.com. Scientists along the West Coast are calling for action to help sunflower sea stars, among the largest sea stars in the world, recover from catastrophic population declines. Experts say a sea star wasting disease epidemic that began in 2013 has decimated about 95% of the population. From the Aleutian Islands of Alaska to Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, the Historian reported. The decline triggered the International Union for Conservation of Nature to classify the species as critically endangered in 2020. A petition to list the species under the Federal Endangered Species Act was filed in 2021. Stephen Rumrill, the shellfish program leader at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, said it was more than 40 years ago. As a marine scientist, it hasn't seen a widespread decline of a species on the same scale as a sunflower sea star. The sea stars, which are among the largest in the world, can span more than 3 feet, and predators to the kelp-eating sea urchin. Without them, sea urchin populations have exploded, causing a troubling decline in kelp forests that provide food and shelter to many aquatic species along the West Coast. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.